Mike.
It was just recently GPS, so.
Go ahead.
Name's Dan Flash. I live in the area there. People, the reason people buy on a cul-de-sac is their safety there. The only traffic that probably is on the cul-de-sac is those that live there and visitors. That's it. Their safety. The lots that we have out there are between 2 to 6 acres, and that's the reason I bought an area. We have very little traffic in the area. I can stand in the road and maybe an hour will go by before I see a car go through it. So if you open that up, and there's land back there beyond that cul-de-sac that will be developed sometime in the future. And that's the whole thing. We want the idea of safety, and that's it. The traffic is low, and that's the reason we built a body there.
A road and bridge administrator, Randy, have you ever maintained anything outside of that cul-de-sac?
No. Jerry Zand has never been petitioned to be taken into the county system, and the other platted connector road that was recently vacated has been developed.
Okay. So the cul-de-sac that exists right now and the road to it is what the county's maintained?
That's what we maintain, is to the cul-de-sac.
Does it come in? Do you access the subdivision from the south?
The entire subdivision can be accessed from three different locations. Oak Highway location, Prescott Road, and also it can be accessed from Lakeview Road.
I'm sorry, Ben, Mr. Owens. Show good cause why the vacation should not be. And what was the good cause?
Because that's my 911 address, and I want to make my driveway attached to a county maintained road.
So the good cause is because the rest of Cedar Shores Estate is. That road is county maintained, and rather than going out Jernigan's Inn, which is not county maintained, is that what I'm understanding? If he changed his address, it'd be a Journey's Inn address.
Yeah, if he has to change it.
Okay.
And it would change the number also.
Okay. Thank you.
It would appear that Mr. Owens has made these choices on his own without considering the welfare of all the other residents that are involved in this subdivision, and especially if he didn't really get his 911 address until August of this year. That was well after the things were put in motion.
He probably got a preliminary address when he got his permit, though.
How many residents are on Journey's Inn?
One.
Just one.
Just one?
One. Laura Steinmetz.
Oh. When I drove down there...
The next one is the most that he's on now. That he's not, he doesn't have a house down there. It's only turning for area. He's in the process of building a house.
Randy, how long is Journey's Inn? How long a road is that?
It is between a quarter and a half.
It's 1,405 feet.
Randy, all those other people that live there, where do they go? How do they access in? The other people, when you drive down Journey's Inn, I've driven there to see there's several, I see other homes along the way. Or on the left going down?
Mr. Altus.
There's actually, right now there's three reds, people that live down the Bay Branch Road, but I think there's nine different owners so far to talk to them now. The 85 lots, or I think there's only eight or nine different people, so there can be more people should show up. But there's a guy that lives in a trailer house, and you go to the intersection that would go to our cul-de-sac, it goes left, and that's where I believe it's Tim Planner lives, and he has a fifth wheel that he lives in. He's in the process of building a little home there. He's been working on it for 3 or 4 years or longer. And I don't think he has water. I think he has to haul his water. And the Steinmetz lady, she lives the first house on the left as you come in, I think, to go to Ben's place. She goes just go on down there, and he has a driveway coming off into accessing into Journey's Inn Road.
So that house is not actually on Journey's Inn? Steinbeck's is not actually on
Journey's Inn? No, it's on Journey's Inn.
I thought it was.
Right there at the office.
I thought so.
And they own quite a few lots in there.
Petition to take in a road, like if they want to petition Journey's Inn to take in, they would need three homes, is that correct?
Yes. That's what we've been looking at. Most roads would like to see three.
Like to see three.
We've done it with two and less.
I mean, you can lay that, but I mean, you can look.
So they could petition. And
primarily, you can petition to make three homes, at least three homes.
Mr. Cotty, do you see anything in this that prevents the commission from under Statute 71-270 from vacating? Is there something that I'm missing? Is there anything that's been presented that prevents the commission from vacating?
No. I believe that you have the authority. You may. You don't have to.
What's Journey's End look like right now, Randy?
It's fairly narrow, fairly rough. It's been too much maintenance, but just summer or whatever it is, it's heavy maintenance. So it's drivable right now.
The road itself is narrow, but we have the right of way to do. That's about, looks like 39.58, so I'd say we're probably 40 foot easement for that. Does that sound right?
Yes, it is platted 40 foot.
Mr. Owen, have you considered petitioning for the county to take that road in?
Yeah, I did, and it didn't meet the criteria.
Okay.
And also, an assignment for the regulator to once the options are removed.
So, what you've heard our road administrator say that. It could be taken in if it met the criteria, which is, you said the number of homes. There's two or three homes on there now.
It's already platted 40 foot way at least.
It is already platted. So Journey's End is platted for the requirements, and if it was brought up to the standard, then if you got the road bridge administrator, then it could be taken in if it was put before the commission.
Basically, have a way of donating enough property for a turnaround, a hammerhead, or an offset cul-de-sac, whatever geographically would fit in the area, as far as the turnaround. The homes, the commission, for several years, the commission at least wanted to see three homes on a road petition to become a county road. Nothing really set in stone on that. They've just been following the deep dive lines and that type of thing. Taking the roads of less, it's your choice.
Well, there's other road. There's other houses on beyond it, though, off of a little feeder street. I mean, so.
So there are other homes. This might serve one home.
Right. It would serve more than one. It would serve, looks like, three or four or five homes. On the property off of Mimosa's, or just one individual living there? Okay. There's multiple buildings.
Yes.
So I think we're trying to make the compromise for you. Is that where, am I wrong?
I'm trying to see there's alternatives, and I do understand a community that has restrictions and has been lots sold that away. The road has been